Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you're just counting heads, physical heads, there was tens of thousands of the enemy, and there was two of them. And Elisha said, "Fear not, those that be with us are more than those that be with them." And see, a lot of people think, well, he was one of these name it, claim it, blab it, grab it faith guys back in the Old Testament. He was saying something was true when he was obvious it wasn't true. He didn't lie. He didn't say something that wasn't true. It just wasn't a physical truth, but there is a spiritual world that exists beyond the physical realm. There is spiritual things that are true about you in your spirit that you can't prove by just physical things. You can't see it or feel it, but it's true nonetheless. And so here's what Elisha did. His servant, of course, probably thought he had lost his mind. He had been spending too much time writing the Bible, and he had gone crazy. And so here's what Elisha did in verse 17. It says, "And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." Now, Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, open his eyes." I can guarantee you his servant's eyes were wide open. They were big. He didn't need his physical eyes open. This is talking about seeing with your heart. This was talking about seeing into the spiritual realm. And when the Lord opened his eyes, guess what? The enemy was still there. See, faith isn't denying that there is a physical problem. It's just seeing beyond the physical problem and realizing that the physical thing is not all there is to it. There is a spiritual world and spiritual realities. And so he was able to see beyond the Syrian troops, and on the mountains round about them were horses and chariots of fire, the angels of God, the power of God. And so Elisha's statement was absolute truth. There was more with them than there was with the Syrians. There was more angels of God than there were Syrians. And yet some people who pride themselves on, "I'm a realist, I deal in reality, I'm not into this weird stuff, I'm only going to say what is true," those kind of people would say, "You lied. You aren't speaking the truth." And yet, the truth is that those people who think, "I'm only operating in what I can prove, what I can feel, what I can touch," those are the people that are lying. Those are the people that are missing it. They aren't dealing with reality. There is more to this world, and there's more to you than what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. There's a spiritual you. And in the spiritual realm, you have the power of God. And so Elisha, when his eyes opened up, this isn't talking about his physical eyes, it was the eyes of his heart. He saw into the spirit. And because those angels were there, Elisha just raised his hand and smote all of the Syrians with blindness. Those angels did his command and smote the Syrians with blindness. They were all made blind, and they were groping about trying to find something, and he told them all to join hands, and they joined hands, and he led them single file to the king of Israel, and then opened up their eyes and took the whole Syrian army captive. Not bad for a prophet. But it's because he knew what was around him. And the Bible says that what we have is greater than what they had. So if Elisha had tens of thousands of angels round about him, then I've got even more round about me. And you've got more round about you. And you take the tens of thousands of angels that are assigned to every single one of us, and you multiply that by all of the people that are in here, and this tent's crowded. There's angels in here. There's supernatural beings in here. And just because you can't see them doesn't mean that they aren't here, any more than just because you can't hear radio, it means that the signals aren't in here. They're here. The Bible teaches it. And you say, "Well, I haven't ever seen one." Well, that just means that you're carnal. The word carnal doesn't mean sinful or bad. It just means of the five senses. You are dominated by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. You know, the word carnal literally means flesh, as stripped of skin. That's what the Strong's Concordance defines that word as. It's talking about just your meat. Matter of fact, when you use the word chili con carne, do you use that here? That word carne is the exact same word as carnal. You're saying chili with meat. Carnal means meat, fleshly. You're just operating like a physical human being. So when you say somebody is carnally minded, you're calling them a meathead. And the problem is, we're carnal. We only think in the physical. Well, the doctor says I'm sick, and so I guess that's reality. That's only physical reality. What's the spiritual reality? Are you limited to what you can feel and what you can see? If you are, you are a very limited. You're only living with part of the potential that God made you. One third of you is spirit. One third of you has been totally changed. You become a new creature. You have the life of God. Are you going to let what you feel in your body dominate you? And some of you think, well, I didn't know that there was any option. That's the reason I'm teaching on this. Once you understand who you are and you realize that I've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead, then you are going to, I guarantee you, it will make a difference in the way you approach things. When the doctor tells you something, you don't hate doctors. You just sit there and say, this guy's carnal. He's only looking at it in the natural realm. He doesn't understand spiritual truths. And you'll quit elevating doctors above God and taking what they say above what God says. They're just people. They aren't bad people. I've got doctors who are friends. I'm not against doctors, but they're just carnal. They're just people. They're only telling you what they can see with their eyes. They can't see who I am in Christ. You know, I had to go get a physical for insurance purposes. And I went and got one of these treadmill tests, and they put these things on your chest, you know what? They wanted to shave all the hair off my chest. And I told this nurse, I said, this is virgin hair. It's never been touched. I said, don't. And so anyway, they put those things on my chest without shaving all the hair off. And because of that, once I was 12 or 13 minutes into that test, I got sweaty and those things started falling off. And so I was holding two of them, and the nurse was holding two of them, and the doctor was holding them, and here I was on this treadmill. And anyway, I had witnessed to them and told them about seeing my son raised from the dead. And they were just amazed. And I'd been telling them about God and all these things. And so after it was over, he says, well, it looks like you passed. And he was looking at this chart. And this doctor looked at it. When he got to the 12-minute and 32-second point into that test, he started grunting and making these noises and looking. And you know, it's bad when a doctor starts doing stuff like that. And I said, what's wrong? And he says, here, I'm going to write this out. This is a friend of mine. You go to him right now. You get tested again, and we may put you in the hospital, and we may do surgery today. You've got a serious heart problem. And I stood there for a minute and thought about it, and then I thought, I don't accept that. And I condemned it. I said, that's a lie in the name of Jesus. I don't believe that. And this doctor just looked at me. He hadn't had many people tell him that what he said was a lie. And he just looked at me kind of like, what are you saying? And I said, you look at that piece of paper and you tell me that that thing says that I've got a heart problem. He says, well, actually, you were just a tiny bit off in one little spot right here. And he said, everybody's heart's a little bit different. And he says, you could be perfectly healthy. There may be nothing wrong with you, but I'm just saying you ought to go get it checked. I said, no, that's not what you said. You said, I got a serious heart problem. You said that you may put me in the hospital and do surgery. I said, you lied to me. I said, I don't have a heart problem. And this guy just, you know, it's okay. And he backed up and he took that piece of paper and wadded it up and he says, just go home. And he failed me on the test. And we weren't able to get insurance. So I have a doctor who's on my board, and I went to his place and they gave me one of these nuclear stress tests where they inject you with a dye And he told me, he says, those treadmill tests are only right about half of the time. They're wrong as much as they're right. He says these nuclear stress tests are 99.9% correct. And they checked me out, and he said, my heart's like a 17-year-old kid. I got a healthy heart. There's no problem. But my point is that, you know what, because I knew there was a spiritual part of me, and I knew who I am, and I knew the power that I had, I wasn't intimidated by a doctor. There are many of you that if you went and if a doctor told you, you got a serious problem, we're going to put you in the, you'd have called the prayer chain and, oh, please pray and ask God to do something, and you would have just been crying, and it would have been 2 weeks before you recovered after they had cut you open and they had done all of these things. You got to know who you are. You got to know that you have power. I don't deny that I have a physical body, and I don't deny that there's a potential that something could go wrong, but if it does, I'm going to speak to it, and I'm going to take my authority. And I could give you 100 testimonies of how I've been miraculously healed. I broke my leg one time and ran 8 miles after I broke it, refusing to allow that thing to be broken. And it swelled up, and the next morning I was okay. Some of you thought, oh, I don't believe that. Well, then it won't work for you. I believe it. Amen? You got to believe it. And this is the problem. People, well, how could I do that? See, if you think that, well, I'm going to act like I'm healed when I'm really not healed, and then God will have to heal me. No, that's not faith. You think that God is going to respond to you and that you somehow or another make God heal. No, God is already healed. He's already put it on the inside of you. It's in spiritual form. It's not physical form. It's spiritual form. And you've got to make it physical by taking your authority and speaking and acting in agreement with the Word. Your actions don't make God heal you. They just release what God has already placed on the inside of you.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I'm sharing today, I tell you, they need to be heard all over the world, and I'm doing what I can. You know, we now have the potential of reaching 2.2 billion people daily with this gospel truth broadcast. We're only on one time a day in most places. We need to be on multiple times per day for saturation. There's a lot more that could be done, but it just costs a lot of money. We now spend over $600,000. It's closer, actually, to $1 million a month on television and radio airtime, and we need to be expanding. So I ask you that if you've been blessed and if you want to help me get this truth out, please join with us and become a partner today.